Blog Talk Radio.
Doria, she made me feel in me.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It looked like I just got up this morning. Oh, my gosh. Good morning and welcome to Coffee with Me on this morning. I am the CEO and founder and host of Hope Victorious. Glad that you all could join me on this morning. Just waiting for some more people to jump on this call. Amen. And on last week, I definitely certainly apologize for it. I had my son on last week, Michael J. Woodard, and we talked about being hopeful. And this new song that you can find, you can stream it all over on Amazon, on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, called Hopeful. And we would talk about being hopeful around this time of year and every year, all year round. But it's so crazy because I had it was so many tech difficulties. Oh, my goodness. By the time we got on, it was every bit of good morning, Evangelist Pickett, Williams. It was every bit of like almost 10:45. I think Evangelist Williams was on the line first, and her and my mama. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's so crazy. So, okay, so on this morning, the passage scripture that I'm going to be reading will be from 2 Samuel chapter 9, 2 Samuel chapter 9. But let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I do thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your encouragement. I thank you for that push. I thank you for that the strength and the zeal you get us, zeal that you give us to keep pushing and moving on. We love you, Father. And it's in the name of Jesus we do pray. Amen and amen. Amen. You guys, so I just wanted to say to you all, I am just certainly indeed blessed every morning, every Tuesday morning that I get on Wednesday mornings at my church, St. Paul Chapel. We have a prayer line. You can always email me your prayer request at hopevictoriousnumber2@gmail.com, and I'll pray for you on Wednesday mornings. Their prayer time is at 10 o'clock, and I'm up on their prayer line. You can look on their on my hope, or you can look on my church page, St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church, and see for the dial-in number on Wednesday mornings at 10 o'clock. Amen. So I'm going to come before you reading the scripture. This is a short passage of scripture, and the word of the Lord reads 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1, and it says, "And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may shew kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And it says again, the 2 Samuel chapter 9, it says, "And David said, is there yet any that is left for the house of Saul, that I may shew kindness for Jonathan's sake?" For anything got me, God, and a blessing to the reading of his word. And that portion of scripture is talking about David and him asking anyone, is anyone left in the house of Saul where he served before he became king? And Jonathan was his best friend, which was Saul's son, and they both died in battle. But Jonathan had a son named Mephibosheth, and he was left, and he was dropped when he was 5 years old by the nurse, when they all start scurrying through the house and they found out that, you know, Jonathan and King Saul died in battle, and she picked him up and she dropped him, mistakenly dropped him as she was running. She was a nurse, and she dropped him when he was 5 years old, and he became lame in both of his feet and legs. So he could not walk. but it's something how when we feel like we may not actually been hurt in that way in terms of us being paralyzed and not able to walk physically, but sometimes we paralyze ourselves even when we don't have that illness because we feel like we have been dropped. We feel like somebody turned their back on us. We feel like, how come I took this step, I took a step forward, and it seemed like I took the wrong step, and now I feel like the whole world is just crashing down before me. But don't you know that God gives second chances? Don't you know that he will raise you up even when you feel like you're down, even when you feel like you're crushed? Woo, Jesus, when you just feel like you're crushed, you can't walk. And sometimes we paralyze our own self with fears because we are so fearful of what's next. We're fearful to take a step. We're fearful to keep moving because we don't know the unknown. We don't know what we can't see, but that's where faith comes into play. So Mephibosheth, at this time, he was an adult. But can you imagine sitting at the king's table at one time and eating, and all of a sudden now your whole world is taken from you, and you don't have those lavish ways of living anymore, and he become accustomed to, what, can I even eat the crumbs from the master's table? But when we have felt or thought that God has forgotten about us, he has not forgotten about you. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you, even though you may feel like, Lord, I'm unwanted. Nobody wants me. Everybody walks past me on the job. They walk past me on the street. It's like I'm irrelevant. But you are relevant to God. So don't ever think that you're something that nobody wants, because God loves you and God wants you. And we have to stop putting all our trust in so many people, thinking that, you know, if I want it, it's because they want me. No, you want it because God wants you. But you have to read that whole text entirely, which is 2 Samuel chapter 9. That part, I know every week I get on and be like, oh my God, that really touched my soul, because it did. The word of God touches my soul. Oh my God. It's like a hammer that breaks rocks into pieces. That's what the word says about God's word. Oh my God, in the Bible, his word is like a hammer that breaks rocks into pieces. He will break it down. His word is that good. But just thinking about Mephibosheth, and how at one time he felt like everybody forgot about him. You ever get a call from someone and they're like, oh my gosh, your application just went across my desk. You think that's my chance? No, God ordains things like that for you. Hallelujah. So don't feel like you have been dropped and nobody's here to pick you up, because God will pick you up. I've been in a lonely place when I felt like, oh my God, is this possible? Can I ever get up from where I am? Yes, you can get up from where you are. God will allow you to get up from where you are. Hallelujah. But you have to take a step of faith too, and a leap of faith. But what I love about this story was that Ziba was left. He was King David's, I'm sorry, at the time he was King Saul's servant. And he was still with Mephibosheth, and they sent for him. And he came and he said, yes, there is someone left from the house of Saul. Because see, David promised Jonathan he would take care of his family. He would take care of his family because they were like brothers. But let me tell you something. When you are on somebody's mind, and when God makes sure that you're on somebody's mind, there's nothing nobody can do about it. There's nothing that hell could do about it. There's nothing that nobody could do about it. Because when God has you on somebody's mind, sure enough, those things will come to pass. So King David kept his word to his best friend Jonathan, and he went looking, and guess what? Mephibosheth was left. Can you imagine the joy that Mephibosheth had? Just knowing that King David called for me, but then at the time being nervous and not knowing, what is he going to say to me? Do my father owe him anything? Do my grandfather owe him anything? You know, when he got there, he said, you will always eat at this table. You will always eat at the king's table. And everything that belonged to his grandfather belonged to Mephibosheth. So everything that he thought he lost, he got restored. It was given back to him. So those things that you think that you have lost, your joy, your hope, your power, no, you didn't lose none of that. God is restoring that back to you. It's already restored. You just got to believe it in Jesus' name. Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. So you have power on the inside. Why? Because you are a king's king. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. when you felt like all the world was turning against you, and sometimes it do feel like the world has just turned against you. Everybody turned their back, family members, friends, coworkers, community. But when God, he never turns his back on you. I said when God, when God steps in the picture and when you realize that it is him. See, Mephibosheth got a chance to realize it's nothing that my grandfather done and my father done, but it's something that God has done, and God has not forgotten about me. So everything was restored unto him, and even Ziba's family, all his sons was blessed because Ziba had a position that God gave that David, I'm just getting ahead of myself. I get hyped up on the words, y'all, that David gave to him. And he gave him employment because at one time he worked in the king's kingdom too. And look what happened. But David appointed him to make sure that you go out there and you plow and you go out there and you work the field so you can feed Mephibosheth. And then on top of that, all his sons now is employed. Now they have a job to make sure that Mephibosheth get all what he needs to get. Oh, glory be to God. See, that's another thing. We give up on folk too easy. We say, oh, I want them sick of them crying and whining all the time. But don't you know sometimes we got to be patient, because who was patient with us? Who was patient with us? Was God patient with you? Oh, yes, he was. Yes, he was patient with you. So sometimes our family and our friends make decisions that they should not have made, and we say, I'm done with you. Yeah, I get that, but when God says, no, you're not done with them, then you got to stay the course with them. Now, when God said you're done, or you're done with them, forget them, let them go. But I'm talking about when you know for sure that God is not saying, okay, let them go. But when God tell you to let go, whoo, you let go. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. My lines are open to someone on a call in and comment. This coffee is so good, y'all. Coffee with me, y'all. I know I have this every Tuesday, and I still be talking and talking and talking. Oh, my God. Do I give anybody a chance to say something? You can always call in. You can always call in. Hi, Lisa. How are you? You can always call. Hi, Mom. You can always call in. I see Evangelist Pickett on. Pickett Williams is on. You can always call in if you want to comment or you want to say something on my prayer line. Hi, Evangelist Catherine. You can always call in if you want to chat with me for a couple minutes if you want to comment. It's on my Hope Victorious page. Let me see, Dwight. You can press 1 and I'll take your call. I'm just so filled up on today because sometimes in life we feel like God has forgotten about us. We feel like life is over for us, and we feel like we have been dropped. You know, but God loves us, and he cares for us, and he is there for us, and he's fighting for us. So those who may feel like family members have turned their back, loved ones have turned their back, community, my job have turned their back. Don't you know that God loves you and he has you on his mind, even when you can't feel the embrace of a human, but you can feel the embrace from God? Because I've been there too, have not felt the embrace from people, well, from a loved one, but Lord knows I felt the embrace from God. I'll never forget that time I was going through something. It was in my book, my Shut Up and I Broken book, and I mentioned that how I had a miscarriage, and I thought that I would have the embrace of my spouse, and I didn't feel that warmth. I didn't feel that love. I didn't feel, you know, that, you know, he wanted to embrace me. So I lay there in the bed. When I tell you, I was so empty from miscarrying, and on top of that, feeling so empty, like nobody's there to even embrace me. My mama home, my daddy home. I'm here with him, with my spouse, and like, and I had missionaries that came out from the church and how they embraced me. But then when they was going and my family was going, that was it. It was just me. And I felt so broken behind it. I felt so lonely. But when I tell you, and I know you all on here can attest to this, at some time you have just felt the presence of God so close to you. And when I tell you, when I felt the Lord sit on the bed, and I, his warmth come through my whole body to embrace me, to love me. Don't you know that void that I had was filled because God filled voids? And I know you can attest to that. And even if it's not a miscarriage or you was ill or was in a broken place at one time, and you felt the Lord come into that room, ooh, glory be to God. I felt his warmth. I felt his power come in and sit on that bed. And, oh, my God, I just felt healing go through my whole body. I just felt his love, his mercy, his grace fill me up when I was so lonely and so broken. So I knew from that day, it doesn't matter if you don't feel the embrace of a human, but as long as you feel the embrace from God. And I know he is real. I was so broken, but when he stepped on that bed and I felt his presence, oh, glory be to God, I remember it like yesterday. I'm telling you, because God is faithful like that. And even when we feel like there's no one around, like Mephibosheth felt like, I've been dropped. Anybody, and he was 5 years old, just a little baby. So can you imagine feeling like with my mama, with my daddy, and I'm so alone, and I'm used to all this lavish lifestyle. I'm used to toys, and I'm used to everything. People catering to me, and that's just taken away from you. But then years later, when you feel like you're nothing and people laughing at you, oh, you was in the king's house, now look at you now. I can just imagine, use my own imagination about it. Can you imagine how he felt as a kid growing up? But how God was like, I didn't forget about you. So God has not forgotten about every tear that you have sown, every tear that you cried, those voids that you have. You've been praying and asking God, and it felt like your prayers are just in limbo. Don't you know that God has already answered them? You just got to catch up with it. And I know for sure. Hallelujah. So keep the faith and stay the course, and don't get off track. Like last week, we talked about Hannah. Hannah didn't allow Penina, who was vexing her and sore all the time, taunting her. But she stayed the course, and she didn't get off course, even when the man of God accused her of being drunk. She didn't slander the man of God, because with the touch not by my anointing, do my prophet no harm. So we know he can't come up against the man of God. But she didn't even say nothing, but Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. She wasn't drunk, but she was so overwhelmed in the spirit that she just, it looked like to him. And he marked her mouth because he couldn't understand what she was saying. But see, that prayer was between her and God. And then priest Eli wound up blessing her when she went home, and God opened up her womb. But I'm just saying, she stayed the course, and she still didn't get off focus, because sometimes we get off focus, oh, I'm never going to church, or I'm never talking to man of God. Blah, blah, blah. No, she stayed the course. Did she know when she go into the house of the Lord, she means business. She's praying. She's worshiping. She don't have time for nobody ridiculing her. So I know sometimes we go through a lot of church hurt, but you got to forget about that. I'm not saying forget about it, but you deal with it, and you go in and be amongst the saints. Even if you go in and have a good time in the Lord, worship him, get on your knees, pray, worship, fellowship with everybody, and boom, you out the door. That works. That works real well. It does. But you're worshiping, you're in service, you're kind to one another. I'm not saying go in there with a bad disposition, but go in there and with a kind heart. But I love it because of the verse that I wrote and I read. I'm going to read it again in 2 Samuel chapter 9. This is David. 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1, he said, and David said, is there any yet that is left of the house of Saul? He said, is there yet any that is left? And so it's, is there yet any left? So was he already asking until somebody answered? Because it says, and David said, is there yet? Like, I'm waiting. Is there anybody up here yet? Did anybody say there's somebody left yet in the house of Saul? Oh, glory be to God. And David said, is there yet any? Is there yet any? You know, when you get yet to me is that yet, like I've been asking. So have anybody came up with any names? Woo, glory. That just hit me. Let me tell you, even it sounded like David was still asking over a period of time, but he didn't give up because in his heart he knew somebody had to be there. I got to fulfill this promise that I said to my best friend. And you know God was churning on the inside. You know God, when he wants you, when he wants you to do something, he'll just keep at you and at you. But I love it because he says, and David said, is there yet any left of the house of Saul that I may shew him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Shew him kindness for Jonathan's sake. Woo, glory be to God. So when he finally got an answer from somebody, they said, yeah, Ziba is in the house of Saul. So when he said, send for Ziba, Ziba came, and Ziba told him, yes, Jonathan's son is left. Mephibosheth is left. Woo, but can you imagine when Mephibosheth came to David? And he said, I want to show him kindness, show him kindness, not evil, because he loved Jonathan so much. Woo, glory be to God. So God has not forgotten about you. I have this post on my page that says, get up, don't give up, dress up. Yeah, that's on my page. Something like this, a quote that's on one of my pages. On one of my pages, on Hope Victoria's page, it says, get up, dress up and don't give up. Yeah, get up, dress up and don't give up. So get up, get dressed, even when you got to force yourself to get dressed. Just throw on some sweatpants and a shirt. Even you got to force yourself to put on something. For, you know what I mean? Days I had to force myself to get up to do something. Force yourself to get up to do something. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So my broadcast is getting ready to end, you guys. I always love being with you every week. I have like 3 minutes left, but I just enjoy just worshiping the Lord and just talking about his goodness and just talking about how faithful he is to us, even when we're not faithful to him, and how God did not forget about you. And don't feel like he has forgotten about you, because he has not forgotten about you. He lives and he reigns and he is good. Hallelujah. I'm going to read some of these names I have on here. Let me see who else is on here. Hi, Nikki. Hi, Nicole Turner. How are you? See, Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer Latini. Hi. Hi, Michelle Blakemore. Hi, Sister Adela Mutchison. I miss you too, Nikki. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen, and amen. So on today, just know that God has not forgotten about you. Know that he lives and know that he reigns, and even when you feel like giving up, even when you feel like God has forgotten about you, he has not forgotten about you. And God lives, and he is so amazing and so awesome. Even when you feel like you're empty, I find strength in God. I pray and ask God to give me strength. Sometimes we feel like we got to say these big, elaborate prayers for God to hear us. No, God, please help me. Grace, show me mercy. I need you, Father. Hallelujah. So I came from 2 Samuel today, chapter 9, beginning with the first verse, and how God fulfilled, how David fulfilled that promise to his best friend Jonathan, and how he blessed him and gave everything back that he had, that his father had lost. He gave everything back to his son. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we bless you. We lift you and give you the highest praise. So God, I thank you for everyone that's on this broadcast on today, God. Lord, I ask you will move in a mighty special way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Please touch those who are grieving during this holiday season time, Father. I ask that you will move like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to touch the Mutchison family, Father God. Continue to help them while they grieve, Father God. We thank you for joy. We thank you for joy, God. We thank you for joy on today, God, as we reflect on good memories from our loved ones. My dad passing years ago, Father's birthday was the other day. But God, I thank you for filling us up with joy, that we can reflect and look back on those good times that we had. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how
Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Go before Jennifer and touch her family, Father God. Go before her father, continue to heal his body, God, in the name of Jesus. Give her the strength to be a caretaker, God. Oh, God, we bless your name, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for our diligence, God. We thank you for moving. We thank you for shifting. We thank you for shifting with Nicole, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for her zeal, for her passion, God, for her diligence, Father, for her obedience to you, God. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Go before Kathy on today, God. Continue to heal and move, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Give her peace, her joy back, Father. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Go before Evangelist Williams on today. Do it right now for your glory. Do it right now for your glory, God. Move within her family and touch her children, touch her daughter, Father, in the name of Jesus, her grandchildren. Oh, God, we do thank you, and we glorify you, God. We thank you for Evangelist Catherine, Father. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Go before my mother on today, Father. Heal her body, God. Touch her whole house, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Go before Lisa on today, Father. Move like never before, God. Oh, God, we worship you on today. Go before my spiritual mother, Dr. Moore, and her family. And thank you for healing Jackie on today. Oh, God, we worship you, and we thank you, God. Touch everyone that was on this call on today, God. Oh, God, we glorify you, and we love you, Father, and it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you, and know that he is so awesome. Hi, Betty Allen. How are you? God bless you. God bless you. Yes, amen and amen. So I'm getting ready to get off of here right now, and I'll see you all. I'm looking at some of my messages on here. And I'll see you all on next Tuesday, or you can come to my church, the prayer line on Wednesday, which I do with St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church. It'll be on my Hope Victorious page for any prayer requests. You can email me at hopevictorious2@gmail.com for anybody that want to be on the prayer list. God bless you all, and hope that you had a great Thanksgiving. And I'll see you all again on next Tuesday. Bye. Nikki, call me, Nicole. Bye.